Pastor Michael, we're in a series discussing questions about heaven and hell. And today's question is, will our resurrection body be like Jesus's resurrection body?
That's a great question. I mean, the answer would be yes, no, maybe so. Let's look at two scriptures to kind of just lay our foundation.
Yep.
Romans 6:5. Paul says, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his," we're all going to die, "we shall certainly be united with him," and here's the words, "in a resurrection like his." Mm. Interesting. Philippians 3:20 says, "We await a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body." Mm. And so here's the challenge when we interpret this. We get actually two different pictures of a resurrected Jesus. Mm. The first picture that we get is after the resurrection. He is on the earth for a handful of days, and he's talking with people and doing different things. So between his resurrection and ascension, that is a resurrected Jesus, and he has a glory to him. Mm-hmm. The second glorified body we get of Jesus is when he's sitting at the right hand of God, the Father. And so, like, my question for Paul is, which glorified body are you referring to?
Yeah.
And it would appear that the answer is both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. So can I ask you some like shotgun questions, just real quick, rapid fire of like, what can we learn from his resurrected body on earth?
Okay.
Will we eat?
Yeah. Jesus ate.
Okay.
So, I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. How about sleep? Like, will we sleep? Need to sleep?
I can't imagine that we need to sleep. The problem with that one is there's no evidence of Jesus taking a nap. Mm. So maybe not. Mm. I don't want to say more than the scriptures.
Right. Yeah. Will we have a physical body?
100%. And so the resurrection body will be the perfect convergence of the spirit man and the physical man together. Like we are not, we're alive. We're physical and spiritual.
Yeah. Will we still have scars?
Okay. So I think so. When Jesus had his resurrection body, you still saw his scars.
Yeah.
And so some people have said that's just for Jesus, but like, I actually really do think, some of the scars that we're going to kind of carry on and,
I
would die on that hill, but
right. Fascinating to think about.
Yeah.
This next one I haven't really thought about before. Will all people speak the same language, all languages, or something else?
English, only English. I don't know. Will we even, like, I have no idea. I'm just any surmising at that point would be like, it's probably not going to be English though.
So. Yeah. Fair. Will we walk through solid objects? Will we be able to teleport?
Okay. So this is interesting. Jesus in his resurrection body, he's like walking through walls like that. It's like matter served a purpose, but the purpose of matter was to serve him. Mm. And so if the wall was relevant for serving him or the floor, it served him. And if it was not, he could go through it. So, that's interesting. Teleporting. I like to think yes, because our relationship with the spirit and physical realm is so unique. But then I think about in Daniel where an angel is dispatched from heaven to give a message to Daniel. And then caught up for 21 days.
Yeah.
It takes him a while. And then I got to think to myself, there is some sort of time elapsing in the travel of spirit beings. So I would say, could we teleport? I think we'll be able to travel in ways that are unexpected to us now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much, but
I'd say that's a fair, safe answer.
That'd be my guess. Yeah.
Will we be constrained by gravity?
Okay. So if you're going to talk about the ascension, Jesus apparently wasn't constrained by gravity, but we're also not ascending. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if the laws of the universe are just a wee bit different than they are here. Mm. I mean, whatever it is, there's going to have to be order to it. You know what I mean? Like whatever the new earth is, I'm not going to fall through it, you know? So I don't know. I would say possibly.
It's a lot of fun surmising.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's where, like, again, Paul says, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined. And so like we're trying to imagine and whatever we say, it'll just be better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if we ever like hear something about the new earth or eternity and we're like, man, that sounds bad. We're not understanding it right. Whoever's communicating with us is like lacking the clarity they need. All of that we learned from Jesus's resurrection body after his resurrection, before his ascension. Okay. But then we get to the book of Revelation and you see Jesus in his full glory, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father on his throne. And this is where I come back to Philippians 3, 21, and says that Jesus will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Mm-hmm. What I don't want to do is I don't want to make anybody think that we are more glorious than God. That's not the point.
Yeah.
But we are made in his image. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is body and flesh and spirit, but like body and flesh, right? And we're body and flesh made in his image. He has a glory and we're going to have a glory. And something about our glory is going to be really, really, really bright and shiny like Jesus's. So could you read Revelation 1, 13 to 17? And we'll kind of just end with this because this is the picture of Jesus's glorified body. And it makes me wonder which aspects of this are we going to share?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Revelation 1, 13 through 17. John saw one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire.
Am I gonna have hair? Sorry, go on.
I hope so.
You'd like to see the curly hair.
Yeah, absolutely. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to try to say we are going to be as glorious as that. We are not going to be sitting at the right hand of God the Father. We are not going to have all of the angelic realm worship us, right?
Yeah. Agreed.
But he will, quote, transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Mm. So let your imagination run.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yeah, time will tell.
Time will tell.
Thank you, Pastor Michael, for the training on all that.